My name is Andrew Barron, and this is Well, It Depends, a podcast where I address financial decisions that can't be answered with a simple yes or no. This episode of Well, It Depends will continue our Career Blueprint series, where we discuss some of the goals, challenges, and trade-offs that different professions exhibit over a career. Today, we're talking about attorneys. But before we begin, a short disclaimer. This is being recorded on July 31st, 2025. The contents of this podcast are strictly for informational purposes only, and nothing said should be taken as investment, tax, or legal advice. It is important to consult with a professional before making any financial decisions, as the strategies discussed may not be suitable for you specifically. Getting into it. Today, we're talking about attorneys. If you went to law school, passed the bar, and now work in any branch of the legal world, whether a big law firm, a local practice, government, nonprofit, or in-house, this episode is for you. Why do people choose this career? For many, law promises status, intellectual challenge, and solid pay. But the path is long and expensive. A law degree typically means 3 additional years of schooling after undergrad, racking up to 6 figures in student loans. And outcomes vary widely. At the top firms, new associates can earn more than $200,000 in their first year, not including bonuses. But that's usually limited to graduates of elite law schools and those with top grades from strong regional programs. For others, entry-level roles might start at $60,000 to $90,000. Public defenders and nonprofit attorneys often earn even less, despite doing high-impact work. Law is a prestige-heavy field. Where you went to school and who you know very much matters. Breaking into big law or landing a federal clerkship is often reserved for graduates of elite schools. And even within these, class rank and internships carry serious weight. The trade-off is often time. Big law associates may work more than 60 hours per week with intense pressure and little control over their schedule. Meanwhile, attorneys in smaller firms or government roles may have a better work-life balance, but less pay and slower advancement. Let's talk about the financial picture at different stages. Early career, 20s and 30s. You're likely managing a significant student loan burden. Salaries range widely from $60,000 up to $250,000, depending on employer and geography. There may be a temptation to inflate your lifestyle, especially for those in those high-paying roles. Retirement savings often has to take a backseat to debt repayment. Mid-career, 30s and 40s. Salaries may rise to $150,000 or $500,000, depending on firm size and specialty. Some attorneys transition to in-house roles to search for a better work-life balance. Student loans may still be part of the equation if you haven't planned for them. While partnership track jobs can be very lucrative, they also come with intense pressure to perform. Others may instead launch their own practice, trading stability for autonomy and upside. Late career, 50s and 60s. While partners can earn significant sums, this is not necessarily the norm. Many attorneys cap out between $150,000 and $250,000 per year. Burnout and career fatigue may prompt early exits or other kinds of transitions. Public sector attorneys may have access to pensions, but often overall lower pay. Health and work-life considerations may begin to play a larger role. Let's walk through some examples. Example 1, Rachel the Big Law Burnout. Rachel graduates from a top law school and starts at a New York City firm making $200,000 a year. She works 70 hours a week, lives modestly, and aggressively pays off her student loans by age 32. But by 35, she's burnt out. She instead moves to a tech company for an in-house role and a better work-life balance. She shifts the focus to retirement accounts and building flexibility. The lesson here is while early earnings may be powerful, they don't guarantee sustainability. Example 2, Marcus the Public Servant. Marcus graduates from a solid regional school with $100,000 in debt and takes a job as a public defender starting at $65K. He qualifies for public loan forgiveness and gets his loans wiped out after 10 years. He never makes more than $90,000 a year, but he saves diligently and eventually moves to a policy role. By 55, he's financially comfortable and very proud of the work that he's done. The lesson here is that impact-driven careers can still lead to strong financial outcomes with the right planning. Example 3. Dana, the private practice builder. Dana works at a small firm after law school and then starts her own practice at 34. While income is volatile for the first few years, it grows to more than $200,000 a year by her 40s. The lesson here is that entrepreneurship can offer both freedom and financial upside if you can manage the risk. Key levers for attorneys. Maximize retirement accounts early, especially if your income rises. Use your firm's benefits, especially if you have deferred comp or profit sharing available to you. Watch out for lifestyle creep. High income doesn't always guarantee long-term wealth. Build an emergency fund to allow you to support future pivots. To recap, so how should an attorney save? Well, it depends. It depends on your law school, your career choices, and how long you plan to stay in the grind. Law offers a wide range of financial outcomes, from six-figure salaries and partnerships to modest public service roles. What matters is not how much you earn, but what you keep and how you plan.